Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study Galatians chapter 4, we were talking about churches that have a community activity instead of a Sunday service. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
He says, cast out, because anything brought in that brings you once again into servitude to the flesh is sin. You see it when churches, instead of preaching the word, are having a cleanup, the side of the highway day, instead of a Sunday prayer and Bible study. Why don't they do that on Saturday when the college football games are being played? Why don't they do that, have some daytime things for people that work in the evenings and then evening times for people that work in the day? You see, they are just trying to make themselves feel good, and they're getting away from the Word of God. Their works are a stinking favor in the nostrils of God. And by the way, don't write me and ask for an apology, because one is not forthcoming, but I will pray for your repentance and your entire church getting right with God. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if a man is in Christ, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. So therefore, grace does not send us back to the old things that are passed away. The only thing it does for us is to call those in the old to come to Christ. Our present position is far better, as eternity will prove, although the world thinks differently. As the stones were pelting Stephen's body, as Paul sits in a prison dungeon, his back has bled, his health is in poor shape, and they're getting ready to cut off his head, those two men, for the last 2,000 years, are far better off than any so-called Christian that criticized them in that day are. Verse 31, so then, brethren, we are not the children of the bondwoman, but of the free. That is, again, repeating the principle by illustration of the free and the bondwoman, that we are born of the Spirit. John 3 bears this out so well when Jesus said to Nicodemus in verses 5 and 6, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. We cannot be children of both women. There are not many roads to heaven. Spiritually speaking, when we are born physically to this world, we are born to the spiritual bondwoman. In other words, we're born dead. We're born separated from God. We're born enslaved to sin. We must be born again, a new birth of the free woman, born in the Spirit. Too many today say, we have been liberated from the law. The real problem with that statement is where they stop. We should rather say, we have been liberated by Christ from the law of sin. But they don't want to add that, by Christ from the law of sin. 1 Corinthians 15:56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Oh yes, the sting is the penalty. The wages of sin is death. The strength of sin is the law, telling us what it is, so we are without excuse. Let's allow Romans chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, just to kind of clear it up for us. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet. But sin, taken occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all matter of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment, which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taken occasion by the commandment, deceived me and it slew me. You see, sin's strength is identified by the law, and as a result, we are condemned. Oh, yes, people like to say legalist. I know that, because it justifies their sin in their own mind, but not before God, and they're not the judge. You can call me a legalist all you want. I'm saved by the grace and mercy of God, but you know, the law says thou shalt not kill, and if you believe that, if you don't think you should kill and murder people, then you're a legalist by your own definition. Thou shalt not commit adultery. If you say it's all right to commit adultery, then I guess you're not a legalist. But if you say it's wrong to commit adultery, and for somebody to commit adultery with your wife or your husband or with your son or daughter, if you think that's all right, then you're not a legalist. But if you think something's wrong with that, you think some 34-year-old man gets your little 12-year-old girl and wants to commit adultery with her, you think that's all right, then you're not a legalist, I guess, by your definition, but I believe that you'd be a legalist in that matter. So quit deceiving yourself. Quit lying to yourself. See, the devil's working on you. But you got to understand, the Bible says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me, and that includes you, my friend. The Bible lets us know that the wages of sin is death. It didn't say a big sin. It didn't say a whole lot of sin. It says, for the wages of sin is death. Final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. You say, well, how do you know that that's what that means when it mentions death? Because the rest of that verse says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Keeping in context then, we get eternal life, but only through Jesus. Death, going to hell, comes by rejecting Jesus. You see, so many today, they're seeking a Jesus that is cool, that's hip, and makes them feel good about themselves, but that's not the Jesus of the Bible. The Bible tells us that we sin, we continually sin, come short of the glory of God. You realize that since I've been saved, I got saved back in 1955, but since then I have sinned daily. I've got to confess my sin. I've got to continually confess sin to God. But isn't it great that you can go to God directly? You don't have to go through me or any other man. You go to God through Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we're sinners. And the wages of our sin, what we've earned, what we have coming to us, is to go to hell. But the gift of what God gives is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Isn't that great? Christ died for us. That day on the cross, when he was dying for every sin I or you ever have or ever will commit. He was buried, and 3 days later, after having shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. Therefore, John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Acts chapter 4 tells us that there is none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. Acts chapter 17, verse 30, it says that God commandeth all men, all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because he's appointed a day in which he'll judge the world. And how will he judge them? By that man whom he hath appointed and approved, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Acts chapter 20, verse 21, speaks of repentance towards God, because all sin is against God. and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. That is, trusting Him and Him alone for salvation. Therefore, in Romans chapter 10:9, it says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. He's Lord. That speaks of His deity. It's Jesus speaking of His humanity that paid your penalty. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved, for with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness. That's not my righteousness or your righteousness, but that's the righteousness of Christ. The only way we're accepted in heaven is through the righteousness of Christ, who shed His blood to pay our penalty. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Then Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He'll save you if you'll call upon Him to save you. You'll give Him your heart. You'll allow Him to be your Lord and God. You're willing for Him to cleanse you from your sin. Jesus told us in John 3:19 that light was coming to the world, but men loved darkness rather than light. You don't want cleansed of your sin. Just saying, Jesus, save me, is not going to take you to heaven. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 21, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. What is that will? 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promises. Some men count slackness. But as long suffered to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Let me sum it up this way. From Adam and Eve, when God created the first marriage before sin ever entered into the world, to Ephesians chapter 5, where He talks about those that are saved as being His bride, to Revelation chapter 21, where He calls it the bride of Christ, and a bride in Revelation 19 at the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we just see the foreverness with Him. Just understand, it's not like a couple that moves in and lives together without marriage. They can leave any time they want. And there are people that try to enjoy the pleasures of religion without any commitment to Christ. Oh, no. Come to Christ is a relationship where He is Lord. He is God. He's the head, just like in the marriage. And you are submitted. If you're willing to come into that relationship with Him, His promise, not mine, His promise, whosoever believes in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We do that right now, right where you are. You can be saved right now from your eternal destiny in hell. Be saved from the power of sin, the present sin in heaven, but also the power of sin now and its penalty. You can pray right now and ask Him to save you, and He will. Will you do that? I'll form a prayer, and the prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean it, right now pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that He was buried, and 3 days later He rose up physically, bodily, from the grave, and is now in heaven preparing a place for me. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.